The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
The girl's had a serious electric shock. Serious enough to knock her out, send her flying and break her arm.
Well, if she would work in her stocking feet on a stone floor.
If them staplers weren't faulty, she could work with her feet in a bowl of water.
Them staplers, Mrs. Colcliffe? One stapler. And that's been looked at.
Not before time. It's a pity you had to wait till somebody was hurt.
Oh, for crying out loud, give me some credit. I can't have him tested every day at Fleming Wick.
You can have him tested if they're reported as faulty.
It hadn't been reported.
Oh, come on, Mr. Critchlow. It was common knowledge that stapler was faulty.
Note landed on my desk. Note was sent to me.
Oh, I can't. I find that hard to believe.
And I don't like being called a liar. Well, maybe some were said in jest. But there was no official complaint made. I can't proceed without an official complaint.
Oh, you'd have had one soon enough in my heyday.
Oh, things change. Folk have a different attitude these days. They don't stand on the right same as they used to. They put up with things rather than risk their jobs.
That's your theory. And very convenient and all.
It's not theory. It's fact. It's the way things are nowadays. It's called pricing yourself out of work. If I try to change it, I'll be risking my job.
And Jan's accident, what's that called?
Acceptable risk. Oh. Which she took on her own back.
And who picks the bill up for that, finally? I'll tell you, the health service. Think what keeping your overheads down costs the country. Hello? Anybody home? Back door's open. I could be a burglar.
Well, leave it open. I'm giving the old doors a lick of paint. I don't want fumes all over the ice.
What's fetched this on? Guilt?
Guilt? What have I done about? I'm just getting down to things, getting used to working again.
What does a painter, damp pit, do they whitewash coal these days?
Painter, I wish you'd give over. I should be back at me trade. They've written. I'm booked in for a medical, so put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Oh, well, a job of work might be just what you need. Put a stop to all this gigolawing, all this gadding about and fancying the chances.
What's that babbling on about, Connie?
Knows, dunna they, eh, Ralph?
Listen, dunna start. We're in Magaluf, you're in Magaluf, unbeknownst to each other. I meet your pal, we have a chat, I buy her a drink. She tells me her name's Estelle. She tells me she's on holiday with her old mother.
What about your nom de plume? Don't think I didn't hear all about Ralph.
Dunna mock me, I shan't put up with it.
Ralph this and Ralph that, he sounded a proper little Lord Fauntleroy, did Ralph. I was telling Reenie about him. She were green with envy. Some women have all the looks, she says.
That's tittle-tattle to Reenie, there was no short of wicked.
Keep your ear on. She dunna know, Ralph, were you in your sheep's clothing, butter not melting, putting your ears on. She thinks what I thought till your cover got blown.
Cover? I said my name were Ralph, not James Bond. Oh, I weren't a contemplating bigamy then, host. Gee us room to get on floor while I do this door bottom.
My son-in-law, Elaine Steele's holiday romance. This man in a million she was coming back to hotel and yammering on about. Turns out to be my son-in-law. Me daughter's husband, gadding around Malaguff, living a lie, kidding our Reenie on. By it, you want some watching in your old age, you do, Raymond Colcliffe.
I've told thee, I'll not have me leg pulled. Any more and I'll give that blue rinse of yours a good coat of gloss.
Dunno worry, I shan't say nowt about your shenanigans, but you've got poor Elaine Steele all that confused.
I've explained as far as I could with you here, Wiggin.
Well, she's still confused. She confuses easy, and when she gets confused, she takes to the bottle, and then she gets more confused.
I don't see why, not now she knows who I am.
It didn't get it through to her, things don't. If he's Ray, she says, what's happened to my Ralph? Man, I can't blame her. Ralph sounded a good sight more fun than that's been.
Since me accident, huh? Go on, say it. Women. Everything has to be hunky-dory, don't it? You're off at all angles. Men, booze. Well, you try getting a bite on two sticks. I can't even paint a door proper.
Oh, I'd have a good cry if I were you. By it, you're a champion, you are, of feeling sorry for yourself.
Oh, you're a good one to talk. You only have to get a bunion.
My bunions are chronic. Your legs hammer. And I'll tell you something else. When I says to Elaine, how come you never mentioned Ralph was on sticks? She says, oh, we were so brave about it, you hardly noticed.
We're good on her.
Aye, well, a bit more of that Ralph side might suit our Renee.
And a bit more of Estelle might suit me.
Somebody else, he sings his tender songs to somebody else. Oh, crikey, where's my towel?
Hey, it's not locked. I'm not worth pinching. Come through if it's milkman, I'm in kitchen. Mind if you mug her, have a bull terrier upstairs.
Afternoon. It's, Ralph.
Ralph? Oh. Ralph.
Or Ray, as I'm known round here.
Oh, don't look so ashamed. You're forgiven. Sit down. I'm sorry I'm all of a sudden. Can I offer you a drink? Help yourself while I'm drying my hands. It says ginger wine on bottle, but really it's sherry.
I'd rather have a cup of tea, Duck.
All right, I'll make one. You rest your pins. You're not walked from Brindley Bank, have you?
Well, not out of the way. I'll come on the bus.
Oh, where's my tea bag? Oh, I don't know as we got any. Our door's upstairs. I can send you out.
Forget the tea. Sit yourself down. I just felt we ought to get this, well, this mix-up sorted out.
Well, we'll have to. We was living so close. And having all these folks as we know in common, like.
Makes us both look a bit silly, don't it? Not being quite what we said we were.
Well, it weren't that far from truth. Anyway, there was no harm in it.
I'm not saying there was.
There were only our circumstances as we flowered up a bit.
And there's names.
To be honest, I like Ray better than Ralph. But I suppose Estelle turning into Elaine, turning into me, I suppose that's a letdown and a half.
No, not at all. If I were a free man, I'd take thee on, whatever thou were called. But I'm married.
I know. You didn't romance about that.
Look, things hadn't been right at home. Not since me accident.
No, down the pit, wasn't it? Not an Aston Martin. Not taking a bend too fast. Down the pit, and you saved a chap's life.
I thought I did.
You saved a chap's life, and then your wife slept with him. Or so Connie says.
It weren't done lightly. Renee's not like that. She'd have left me for him had he not died.
She done not deserve you.
Well, we're getting things right. I'm not much of a catch the noose.
You do me.
We live too close, Duck. There's too many spies. We'd be found out in a fortnight if we started out.
I feel like running off.
I'm not much cop at running. Not just at the moment.
I didn't mean that. I mean just me. Running away, escaping from myself, mostly.
I'm sorry, but you do see how difficult things would be. There'd be no time to court you before fingers were pointing and we were forced into something we might regret.
So, it's goodbye, I suppose.
There's no other road. I wish there were. Anyway, I'll leave you to your washing up. Ta-ra.
Me washing up. And me ginger wine.
Oh, it's been a right pig of a day, I'll tell you. I despair of folk, I really do.
What's up now? Help yourself to that fruitcake and get your knickers untwisted.
Mum? I mean, OK, Brindley Potts in a Royal Dalton of Wedgwoods. But wherever folk work, if you get faulty equipment and you don't complain, or at least not officially, then you're asking for accidents. Accidents as could be avoided. All it needs is somebody who's got the sense to speak out and be persistent. Oh, folk decry unions these days, but that's the part they played at the grassroots.
Well, me and your dad were both Tories. How you turned out this way?
Well, whatever way I've turned out, I don't worship Mammon.
Who's Mammon?
God of Money.
Oh, I thought God of Money was that chap at post office as doles pensions out. Any road up. You've done all right, haven't you? You and your broom.
Oh, yeah, we're in the lifeboat, I reckon.
Wendy's going great guns on that market stall. Mark's a landlord, and Cheryl's working. Nev's interfering all over the shop.
And how about you? Winning star prize at the bingo. Shooting off to Magaluf on the sly. Never a word. Dogging his footsteps. I don't know why he kept it such a secret.
I have me pride. Raven made himself very clear.
So you went with Elaine Steele and snubbed your own daughter? Huh. Treated her too, I believe.
Oh, just the fare and the hotel. Oh, that reminds me, I've got me snaps.
Weren't trailing me and Ray with a camera, I hope. Let's have a shufty then.
Yeah, cup hold.
Mind, I ought to be getting home. Feel a bit naughty coming here straight from work. Oh, but it's so restful. Ray's helping out at Jolly Potter's tonight. If he's made the tea, I'm in trouble. Is that Elaine Watsit?
Oh, aye.
Fine, yeah, holiday were doing her good. What I've seen of her has never looked this attractive.
Oh, she's not bad when she's done up. Her and Ray met up at Malaguff, you know.
Oh, you never said. Oh, that's a good one of you, Mum. Your hair's nearly as blue as the sea. You didn't swear him to silence or something.
I went there. I'd abducted one of them gorgeous Spanish waiters. Had him bound hand and foot in me room.
Mother, you get more outrageous. If you weren't there, how did they know each other?
Oh, I reckon they knew each other sort of slightly. From Jolly Potter's, I suppose.
Oh, funny, Ray never said out.
Well, you know what men are.
Oh, I know Ray. It'd be, hello, duck. Embarrassment, then, well, ta-ra, duck. Nice to see you, duck. He's the world's worst when it comes to meeting folk he only knows slightly.
Evening, Colin. How's things?
Hello, Ray. How long has that been waiting on at Jolly Potter's, then?
I've been doing the odd session this last month or so. Just helped Wilf out. By the way, Coalboard's been in touch since I spoke to you last week about whether there were any light work going.
Oh, aye.
They've booked me in for a medical. If I get through it, they'll likely be offering me work. Pint of dark mild, am I right?
You are.
Then you'll be playing skittles, I reckon. I'll have a game if I get 10 minutes when Wilf shows his face.
Dunno bother.
Eh?
I said, dunno bother.
Hey, what's eating thee?
Never mind.
No, if there's got a bone to pick.
I've got more than a bone. I've got a son-in-law. You know him, don't you?
Gary, innit? Yeah, works at the pit with you.
He did. Got made redundant 6 months ago.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Then he got into difficulties with his arse. Had it repossessed. Our Joy's back at home with your kiddie. And he's back with his folks.
Oh, happens all over, but I dunno see.
The house went to auction. He were curious what he might fetch. Would he cover his debts? So he attended.
Natural enough.
Your Mark were there bidding. Bidding for my daughter's arse. I understand he's in renting game. Lets his own house, and now he's after an empire.
Well, I know he rents his own house.
Arse went cheap, but not cheap enough for your Mark. He dropped out. Some property shark got it.
So what's your moan?
Use your low fray. Antics like that on his own doorstep. Making capital out of other folks' trouble. Preying on people he's known all his life. There's no way you Kukluffs are going to be popular around here with your son playing that sort of game.
Hello? Is that Mrs. Kukluff?
Good. I felt we should talk. This is Elaine Steele calling. I'm in love with your husband, Mrs. Kukluff, and I dunno think as you deserve him. You've been with other men, you have. I've never been with anybody but my Bob. He was a gentleman, my Bob. We're a dying breed. But there's a few left, and your Ray's one, and I'm going to fight you for him. Fates, fetch me and Ray together, and I'll fight you for him. Call Ray, of course he's called Ray. He said he were Alf, but he's Ray. Kukluff's Coal Yard? Do you mean I've got the wrong number? Do you mean you're not Rena Kukluff? Well, I don't care. Ray Kukluff's a gentleman, and I'm in love with him, and I don't care who knows it. And if all you do is sell coal, I don't know what you've got to be so toffy-nosed about.
Oh. Today's episode was written and devised by Tony Perrin. The Cold Cloughs was created and produced independently by Mike Hotwood. The Cold Cloughs return with another episode tomorrow.